Ghost, that by the gift of thy sevenfold grace, he may be able to faithfully perform the service thou hast committed to his charge. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from the rite for the ordination of deacons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pentecost celebrates the feast of the church, of the birthday of the church, with the descent of the Holy Ghost. The effect of the Holy Ghost was to fire up the apostles. And having received the Holy Ghost, they went out to preach to the whole world. They received from our blessed Lord what is called the Great Commission, to go forth and to preach the gospel. So they went through the world and they preached and converted and performed acts of charity. And because of the operation of the Holy Ghost, there was such an increase in the number of members of the church that the apostles were overwhelmed and they needed help in their ministry. They chose seven men full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom. And the Acts of the Apostles records the following. These were set before the apostles, these men, and they prayed imposing hands upon them. And then the work of the Lord was increased and multiplied. The scene will be repeated during this coming week with ordinations up at our seminary. We'll have ordinations of young men to the minor orders, the steps preceding the priesthood, and our seminary and in the sanctuary today. Charles McGuire will be receiving the order of acolyte, another step toward the priesthood. And one of the seminarians, the Reverend Mr. Oscar Saavedra, will be receiving the order of deacon, the diaconate. And he will come to work with us here this summer, and will be ordained in our new church, November, the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. But today, as the choir was singing the proper and the ordinaries of the Mass, I was taken back to the beginning of my own seminary life, nearly 40 years ago now. The school year began in the minor seminary with the chanting of the Veni Creator before Mass, as we had here today, and the votive Mass of the Holy Ghost. Most of the chants that are sung on the Feast of Pentecost are also used for the votive Mass of the Holy Ghost. I remember being particularly struck as a kid by the communion verse. Factus est repente de caelo sonus. And suddenly there's a great sound from heaven. And I remember even as a kid that melody stuck with me. So too, by happy coincidence today, also the ordinary of the Mass, which I remember very vividly, and then eventually playing, accompanying on the organ, the Mass by Hilbert's Mass in honor of St. Leodegar. So my thoughts today turn especially to vocations and to the priesthood. And I would like to speak with you a little bit about the diaconate, which is the last step before the priesthood. This order is actually a sacrament. The lower orders that precede the tonsure and the four minor orders and subdiaconate are actually sacramentals. And this actually is a sacrament, the diaconate. And it is conferred, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles, by the imposition of hands. This is how apostolic succession is conferred. This is how the power of holy orders is conferred throughout the generations, through the imposition of hands, to successive generations of priests, of bishops, and deacons, and the connection going all the way back to the apostles. It's a sign of the communication of power to someone else. Yesterday, when I performed baptisms for three adult converts and two babies, at certain points during the ceremony, I imposed my hand on their heads. So, a symbol of a communication of power. In the case of the deacon, he begins to receive the first impression of Christ's priestly character. When he is ordained, the bishop outlines his duties in the exhortation contained in the ordination rite. It's summed up this way: it pertains to the deacon to minister at the altar and to co-minister the body and blood of Christ. So he directly cooperates in the offering of the sacrifice of the Mass in a most intimate way. He, for instance, spreads the corporal on the altar. The corporal is the square cloth on which the host is placed. Now, the name doesn't have anything to do with the military, but it means it refers to the corpus, the body of Christ, which is placed on the cloth. The deacon offers the chalice with the priest at Solemn Mass. The priest will hold up the chalice like this at Solemn Mass, and the deacon standing next to him will raise his hand underneath the bottom of the chalice and recite together the offering prayer with the priest, which is said in the plural voice. You can see that in your missals as you read it today. Ophedimus, we offer unto thee, the priest and the deacon. The deacon covers and uncovers the chalice at Mass and the ciborium, which contain the body and blood of Christ. He is privileged to distribute Holy Communion. He exposes the Blessed Sacrament at benediction, although because he is a priest, not yet a priest, he may not bless with it. He wears a stole across his chest. He doesn't wear a crossed stole like this. You see, there's a distinction in the different holy orders as to the type of stole that you wear. The stole was the old Roman symbol of authority and power, which was adopted by the clergy as a sign of a spiritual power. So the bishop has his stole straight down, not crossed, when he offers Mass. And that's a sign that he has the unbound, the fullness of the priesthood, and that he can confer the priesthood to others. Simple priests such as myself wears the stole cross like this when he offers Mass, a sign that he does not have the fullness of the priestly power to convey this power to others. The deacon, however, wears the stole across in this manner. And it's a symbol of the deacon's role as one who serves. The historical reason for it is this, that originally in the church, the exterior vestments that the ministers at the altar wore were extremely ample, very, very full vestments would even cover the hands. And since the deacon had much to do when he would assist the priest, when he began to assist the priest at Mass, at that point in the Mass, he would take off his chasuble, his outer garment, and roll it up and put it over his shoulder so his arms would be free. So that's a sign of service, and you see that even at Masses on some penitential days or on Good Friday, where the priest who's functioning as the deacon of the Mass puts a wide stole across him as he functions. The deacon administers the sacrament of baptism as well. He is privileged to chant the gospel, and he preaches. And with these different privileges and these different functions, he is gradually introduced into the functions that he will perform as a priest one day. He shares the mission, his mission with St. Stephen, the proto-martyr, first martyr, St. Lawrence, the martyr, St. Ephraim of Syria, and St. Francis of Assisi, all of whom were deacons. The mission of the Holy Ghost continues in the church through the sacrament of holy orders. And that should be a source of consolation for us, we are really in need of assistance, of more good, faithful priests to help us out. In fact, even today, you see the little bit of a reflection of it. So I must celebrate four masses here today, and I must hear confessions. And Bishop Dolan is ill this morning, so it falls to me to do that. So it would be it demonstrates in a very real way the need that we have for more priests. To be consoled that men today, young men, do respond to the call of the Holy Ghost to continue his mission. And you parents have an obligation to encourage your boys to become priests. That was very much a part of growing up many years ago in the Catholic society, in the Catholic culture that we lived in. That vocation to the priesthood in your family was something that parents always encouraged. So you pray that you have a son who has a vocation to the priesthood, and you encourage your boys to go into the seminary. That's a very good thing. And young men, even at a young age, considering the future, that this is something that you should do. The inspiration of Almighty God sometimes comes when we're very, very young indeed. We see that in the call, for instance, of the prophet Samuel, in the call of many saints in history, even in the case of your own priests. I decided that I wanted to go into the seminary when I was in fifth grade. Bishop Dolan, when he was in second grade. The inspiration of God can come early. Pray to Almighty God and ask him to enlighten you, to show you the way. Pray for seminarians. Pray for and encourage vocations. Pray especially for our seminarians who will receive orders this coming week. Pray to the Holy Ghost to send us more who will be apostles to continue the work of the church in our time and in times to come. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.